ובכל דבר, ובכל עניין והנהגה שם יסבורך מסנהגים מוי, מסבבים מוי בכל איס, and regarding every situation and everything that Hashem sends to a person, and however Hashem is acting to the person and causing circumstances to line up in a certain way, yesh boi bechinas tzadikim yelchu bom, upoishim yikoshlu bom chas Hashem. There's always the two sides to the coin. There's the half empty and half full. There's the ability to use this as an excuse to improve, to get better, or chas shom, to use this as an excuse to reject Hashem, to reject the tzaddik, to reject my friends, etc. V'alkein, and therefore David HaMelech, kishohoyo be'eis tzora gedoyla kazois, when he was going through this incredible crisis and suffering, shenizgareish meYerushalayim, he was evicted, he was chased out of Yerushalayim. Ad shenofa lemoichen de katnes koelu, to the point where he fell to such a low, to such a downer, ad sheyesh svora bedivrei Rabbeinu Zal, sheola al daito lavad avodah zarah, to the point where there is an opinion in the Gemara that says that it actually occurred to David HaMelech, it actually came onto his screen, the possibility of chas v'shal chas v'shal worshipping idols, mikol shkein, but for sure, shaloi hoya yochoy liftoyach piv l'sadet filos agoroi, he certainly couldn't have a real good hour of his spodidus. He certainly couldn't really express himself thoroughly the way he would want to beg Hashem for all the help that he needed at that time. Aval ba'oitzim tzidkosoi, however, because of David HaMelech's incredible righteousness and holiness and goodness, Heir Hashem Einov, Hashem opened the eyes of David HaMelech, v'sholach b'liboy eitzo hazoi sanal, and Hashem sent David HaMelech this advice, this idea, this life raft. Shehischil lehistakel al hatoivoy shehashem yisborach gomal imoy me'oidoy ad... David HaMelech started looking at, remembering all the good things Hashem had done to him and for him up until that point. At shechipes umotzo, to the point where, as a result of remembering all the good things Hashem had done up until that point, he was able to search and find shegam ba'oitzim hatzora gadoil azois, that even in the current terrible, terrible crisis, Nimtzabo gamkein kama harchovois, there are some lucky things, there are some fortunate things about my terrible, terrible misfortune that I'm going through right now. Ki hofach hadover b'daitoi l'toivo, he turned it around in his mind. He was able to turn around what some people would look at the worst thing. He was able to turn it around into a positive thing. The fact that his own son is pursuing him and persecuting him, which makes it 100 times worse. Most people would look at that situation and say, this is the worst that it could possibly get. Because again, if it were anybody else, I could handle it. But my own son, my own child, achu, but David HaMelech was able to turn it around and make it into a positive thing. V'omar, he said, stam bro merachem al abba, that a son has a natural kindness towards his father. And even if this minute he wants to kill me, it's possible that in 5 minutes or 5 hours or 5 weeks, some drop of kindness, is natural kindness, is going to come of it, and he won't kill me. And he found another good point about this crisis. The fact that he saw that his own offspring is, in other words, that it's not a stranger that's going to take, if Avshalom succeeds in doing what he wants, so if he wipes me out, it's still going to be the family tree of King David that's going to continue. Meaning, as the Gemara says, Shah Sanhedrin, he saw that the Sanhedrin was with Avshalom, so he saw that it was still in the, it's, at least it's going to stay in the family. even if they cut my head off, at least my family is going to continue. We know, Rachmana Litzlan, there were many Jews in the Holocaust and in situations like that, where instead of losing it totally, they ended up doing whatever hishtadlis that they needed to do to save their son or their daughter. And even though they didn't make it, their family continued and blossomed and mushroomed into some of the greatest families today in Klal Yisrael. Came from, and those who lost it, those who got depressed, that couldn't save themselves, couldn't save their children, couldn't do anything, chas v'shalom. V'alkol elu hatoivoy shechibes umotza me'ashem. And regarding all of these good things that Dovid HaMelech searched for and was able to find good points from Hashem, Shashim Yisborach goy me'limoy afilu b'toy chatzora, that Hashem is actually showing me some ray of kindness even within this terrible crisis. K'meshekosov Rabbeinu Zal al posuk batzor hirchavtali, as Rabbeinu Zal explains on that posuk in Tehillim, batzor hirchavtali. This is one of the main cornerstones of Breslev Chasidus. Those three words, batzor hirchavtali, that even when a person's in a constriction, in a tight spot, he's going through a terrible problem, he has to know that there's a harchova there. And if he searches for it, if he believes in it and searches for it, he's going to find it, and that's his life raft. Milvad mashem shemizborach gomali moy toivois meoidoi. Besides all the good things that Hashem has done for me in the past, al kol eile hischeloimar mizmor leDavid. That's what gave Dovid HaMelech the fuel and the fire to start singing. He remembered the past. He remembered all kinds of good things that Hashem had done for him in the past. And he saw even the goodness in his current situation. He actually was filled with a desire to sing and thank Hashem for all the good things. As soon as he did that, as soon as he said, thank you, Hashem, he remembered the good things and he thanked Hashem for it. Nisrachev liboy vedaitoy, his heart and his brain opened up. His heart, which was locked shut, it was sealed tightly shut, it was in pieces, and his brain was in total constricted consciousness, couldn't think at all. Suddenly everything started opening up. Vo'oz daiko niftach piv, and his mouth opened up. V'hischil l'hispalel v'litzoy koroi. And he started telling it like it is. He started telling Hashem, reality check. Hashem, let me tell you what I'm going through right now. And he was able to really describe to Hashem in the proper words his suffering and his pain and beg Hashem for help. Hashem morabu tzoroi rabim komolai. V'gam kol ha'mizmor hoylech b'derech seh. And Rav Nosson says if you follow the next lines of that chapter, I think it's chapter 3 in Tehillim, you'll see that the whole chapter of Tehillim there is following this dance between thank you and ouch. She'afal pi she'rabu tzorov rabim kamam alav, despite the fact that he has so much suffering and so much opposition, so many opponents, at she'rabim amarim lo, to the point where many people are telling him she'ein lo tikvah Hashem, that there's no hope for him, machmas ovoin de bat sheva, because of the sin with bat sheva, aval afal pi kein, however, Dovid HaMelech says right there, despite that, vi'ato Hashem mogein ba'adi, you are my shield, Hashem. You are my shield. You'll protect me from all of that. V'chein b'derech zeh hoilchim roiv ha'mizmoirim shebetehillim. And Rav Nosson Zal says, if you look carefully, majority of Tehillim, majority of the Sefer Tehillim is doing this dance. In the same paragraph, Dovid HaMelech is doing this dance. Shemoidel Hashem Yisporach alovar, he's thanking Hashem for all the wonderful things Hashem has done for him in the past, v'tzoyek al habo, and he's screaming and begging for help regarding the future. U'betoich divrei tzakosu itchinosoi, and then in middle of screaming, ouch, it hurts, it's terrible, I can't handle this, in middle of that, choyzer u'moide, he goes back and says, but Hashem, I really want to thank you again for the wonderful time I had last night and and for the this and for that. Vitzoyek, and then he goes back to screaming, but it hurts. Puk ayin v'tishkach. Rav Nosson says, go take a look. Look through your Tehillim, read your Tehillim a little bit slowly, and have the art scroll or whatever you need so that you can understand exactly what you're saying, and you'll see what's going on there. Bekama mizmorim, that in many chapters throughout Tehillim, Shehoil Chamaldera said they follow this pattern. V'alkei nikra sifroi b'shem Tehillim. And now you'll know why this book is called Psalms, singing. Shehu loshen tehila v'hoidah. The word tehila means praise, thank you. Afal pi sheroiv dvorov heim tzaokois gedoilois utchinois abakoshois. Even though the majority of what it's talking about there is, ouch! Hashem, help me! I'm suffering, I'm drowning. V'ach kol tzaokois avutchinosov. It's just that all of his screaming and pleading was always together with singing and praising Hashem and song. Using all the 10 different types of song. And this goes back to what we learned about earlier. Shebechol hatzorois. Nosan liboy lohoidei salover, that through all the suffering that Dovid HaMelech was going through, he always had the ability to hit the pause button, to remember some good things, and focus on that long enough to fill up his tank with the fuel that he would need to keep pounding Hashem, to keep begging Hashem for help and assistance. Vaoz hayoyochoy litzoik lahabo, then he was able to cry and scream for the future. As the Gemara says, Moidal Hoeovar, Vitsoyek Losid Lovoy, Kemoshem Rabbeinazal. Acknowledging, thanking Hashem for the positive things in the past and or present, and then screaming and begging for the future.